Donna, first of all, congratulations on winning the Cork 20 and yourself and Conor Foley winning by a minute and 45 seconds and a big margin in the end up.
Yeah, we had a brilliant battle with Dara Reardon all weekend, and unfortunately Dara crashed out this afternoon, leaving us with quite a gap. Even though we had a huge gap, we actually managed to put it on a bank for 10 seconds or so. Thankfully, we got away with it with no damage.
Before Dara went off, what was the difference between you two guys at that stage?
I think it was somewhere about 13 seconds, so it was real tight nip and tuck racing for a day and a half anyway.
Yeah, and having won already, sealed the Tarmac Championship going into this round, Donna, were you still as hungry for the one down in Cork, were you?
Maybe more so, because we had no pressure, so we really could go for it, and with nothing to lose, so we were on a great pace yesterday and this morning. It was brilliant rallying.
Yeah, what kind of stages are the stages down in Cork?
I'd have to say they were extremely fast. Yesterday was extremely fast. Today, fast again, but there was quite a bit of gravel on the stages today, so you had to be a little bit mannerly in places.
And Conor Foley on board today. Kevin, of course, not on the hot seat for this round, and I'm sure Conor Foley's performance today, as what he's done on other rallies for you this year, a sound job by him.
Absolutely, you know, we gelled more or less immediately. Obviously, we'd done Killarney earlier in the year, so it was just a matter of picking it up again. And Conor, very, very natural, really, really top job.
And what's next for you now then, Donna? You've already won the National and you've already won the Tarmac. Is that the rallying done now for the year, or will you be obviously maybe next weekend as well, the Harvest? We're forgetting about that.
Yeah, well, we've an entry in for the Harvest, and then we're going to Killarney Historics in the Mark 1 in December. Myself and my son, Eamon, are going to compete together for the first time in a proper rally, so looking forward to that as well. So another few events to go yet, Oisín.
Yeah. Just, have you been out often in the Mark 1? Have you done it?
We've done Killarney Historics last year, and we've done Lurgan Park this year. So it's definitely a different beast to drive, and but very, very enjoyable, great fun.
Yeah, a lot of people say the two-wheel drive cars can be more fun than the four-wheel drive. How do you find it?
No, I think I would prefer to have all the horses and the four wheels spinning.
Yeah, obviously the International didn't go according to plan for you, Donna, but the Harvest rally is next weekend, and it'd be nice to get a one with it for you on home soil.
Absolutely, you know, but I think the International is still the one that eludes us, and we'll try and make amends again next June, but let's see what happens. Yeah. You know, but look, couldn't have wished for a better season, really.
Yeah, you're going to be the marked man now next year, so you are.
Yeah, well, obviously with the change in the championship regulations, we won't actually be partaking in the Tarmac Championship, and I don't know if we'll do the National either. We'll wait and see. We'll see what the winter brings. Okay. And see what kind of hunger we have on come next February.
You might tackle maybe rallies more in the Mark 1 then.
Yeah, maybe. We also have a Metro 6 or 4, which we'd like to take out for on somewhere during the year, maybe do 00, and we'll see. We might take a fairly relaxed year next year.
Yeah, well, listen, you have a bit of thinking to do. Donna, many thanks for taking the call today. Congratulations on your Cork 1, and once again, well done on a fantastic 2015 to date.
Thanks, Oisín. Goodbye now. Ireland.